Thank you very much, our Father in heaven, because you are the omnipotent God, you are the omniscient, you are the almighty God, you are everywhere, according to your promise, that where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I will be in their midst. You have never changed and you never change, because you remain the same. Help us to recognize your presence one more time in this afternoon service. Speak to somebody, O Lord our God. Meet that need of the hour. If there's anyone, O Lord our God, who have not yet made up his or her mind, may you touch such heart, O Lord. Take over the atmosphere, Lord. Help me one more time. Let your blessings be our portion. Thank you for the song service. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you for the special numbers. We pray, O Lord, our God in heaven, that it's going to minister blessings, courage, encouragement, more faith to press on, O Lord, in this Christian journey. That I'm no longer a slave. I am a child of God. Let it be to every individual. May we all catch that revelation. There will no more a bondage, O Lord, to Satan and his demons. Thank you, our Father. Bless your people everywhere. Let your grace be with our brother over there in San Felix. They have his service this evening. Help Brother Deomi over there, stay the group one more time at Bakatari, O Lord, and everywhere in the country. Be with your people, Lord. Thank you, our Father. May we leave this place, O Lord, with our cup full and overflowing. In Jesus' name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you, church. Praise the Lord. Let's turn in our Bible again this afternoon. St. Matthew. Chapter 3. From verse 10 to 15. Now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. For he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and will thoroughly purge his flock, and gather his wheat into the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Then cometh Jesus unto from Galilee to Jordan unto John, to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answered, said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then suffer thee. Amen. God bless you. Please be seated. Thank the Lord for the service this morning. To God be the glory. Praise be to God. May the blessings be permanent. May the deliverance be permanent. May the healings be permanent. Yes. Our God is good. Satan has no legal right over any of God's children. Why? He is already a defeated foe. The scripture that says that, and he prevailed not means, and he prevailed not. God help us. Hallelujah. We spoke on Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego on Wednesday. I omitted two paragraphs. Yes, two paragraphs. And three paragraphs. I want to read it to complement the service this morning. May God bless our soul. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's so wonderful. There's power in the word of God. So, you know, the title of our sermon is, He Becometh Us to Fulfill All Righteousness. Praise the Lord. O Yefuwa, Jesus was talking to John the Baptist. Jesus, the Word, was talking to the prophet, because the Word comes to the prophet. Amen. Jesus, being the Lamb that must be washed before his sacrifice, he came to John and John baptized him. And Baptist Church. Roy Davis, he was talking with our prophet one day that Jesus baptized John. Said because John was not yet baptized before. Prophet said the thing didn't click. Brother, could they click now? You see, church, the word of the Lord comes to the prophet, and prophet alone. Amen. May God help us. So, brothers and sisters, it becometh unto us to fulfill all righteousness. Bear with me. I was saying something on Wednesday that for the past 41 years we have been holding this convention, that God has brought up genuine Christians, Holy Ghost filled, called men, apostles, I mentioned prophet. I paused. I was laughing. You see, don't forget that prophets are born. Amen? So, anything that is not in line with the word of God today, the bride will not take it. So, it becometh unto you, it becometh unto me, to stay with this word, to stand with it. Let come, let go, any glamour. May God help us. Me, as a person, I'm here to see a regenerate born from the womb prophet. May God help us. There may be, but they are not supposed to leave themselves into their local assembly. Are you with me? So if anybody tells you from somewhere, you know, we have the nine spiritual gifts. One of them is prophecy. Tongues and interpretation of prophecy. No, tongues and interpretation of tongues, which equals to prophecy. The woman said, every prophecy must be judged. So any prophet that is not in line with the message of the hour, it becomes unto you and me to fulfill all righteousness by staying with the word of God. Praise be to God. The woman said, he went and he was waiting on God. He said, it didn't click. And one day God just told him that, look, it was so. God help us. Now, from the sermon and testimonies this morning, let me read this, then we come to Elijah the prophet. These three paragraphs that I just left on Wednesday, on the account of time. When you come this morning, sorry my brother, paragraph 143, I'm not waiting because of this time. Because I'm going to stop at a good time on Father Abraham. When you come this morning, which you have come this morning, believing that God is going to heal you, and take your stand. It is becoming to you that you never testify anything contrary to it. I don't care your feelings. I don't care your symptoms. If the prophet of Yah says, resist your symptom and refuse your feeling, it means resist it. It means refuse it. If you believe coming this morning, or don't come. That's right. If you don't feel like that God will heal you, then stay away. You are only making a mock out of it. May that not be your portion. If you feel this morning, which you did this morning, when the altar call comes that I want to take my stand for Christ, if you feel, count the price. Count your man. Be courageous. Don't listen to the suggestions of the devil. Amen. Stay with your conviction of what he has done for you this morning. Don't take any other thing from Satan. He be coming unto you, he be coming unto me, not to listen to the suggestions of the devil. Amen. Alright. So can't your man see if you are able to go to battle, because you are in a battleground. See if you are ready. If you don't feel like you are ready, don't come. But if something, if the Holy Ghost, are you there? The Holy Ghost is something there. Praise the Lord. If something tells you, this is my day, this is my money, then you can come. And then ever remain there. Don't you move at all. No matter if death faces you and the form is floating into your face. When you do, what do you care? Stand there. For heavens and earth will pass away. My words shall never fail. I'm the Lord that healed all your diseases, please. I'm the Lord that healed all your diseases. And the one that tells me and you that says, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we were. Let us stay there. Yes, I was already healed. So any symptom, any feeling, count it to be. Lying vanity. Tell Satan, you are lying vanity. Feeling, you are lying vanity. Symptom, you are lying vanity. Amen. God is good. When you say, I believe Jesus Christ as my healer, I believe this morning, which you did, that he's going to heal my sickness, my sick body. Something told me to come to the church. I'm here among the believers. I'm taking my stand this morning. I believe it. I'm going up to be prayed for. When I'm prayed for, there on that stand, I will remain. No matter how dark it gets or where it is at, I will still stand on that stand. You took the stand because it is becoming to you. May that never pass over our heads. Because God's word cannot fail. The problem is not with God. The problem is not with this world. The problem is you and me. God help us. Praise the Lord. The God that did it for those people we had in the testimonies this morning. We believe that all the thousand, just few testimonies
out of thousands upon thousands upon thousands, and not fail. Visions, prophecies, oh goodness me, our God is great. Not fail. If God did it for those people, He can do it for you. He can do it for me. And He's still doing it. So it's not a failure. May God help you. May God help me. So it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Amen. That's why the Bible said, after you come, after you once made a confession, you must stay with your confession. That's why it is becoming you as a Christian, as a believer, to stay with your conviction that by His stripes I'm no longer a slave to Satan. I am a child of God. Yeah. I'm no longer a slave to sickness, to any forms of infirmities. I'm a child of God. And healing is children's bread. So I've collected my children's bread from God today. God help us. Amen. So the Bible advised us on Wednesday, don't let Satan push you here, push you there. You don't know where you are standing. You are confused. You are not stable. May God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Coming to the altar is fine. Rushing forward is fine. But God sees into your heart, whether you believe or not. That may be happy. That is the truth. Praise the Lord. Amen. You should be able to always tell Satan, back to sender. Back to sender. Satan, I'm sending this, whatever feeling my body, I'm sending it back to you. Back to sender. Praise the Lord. Alright. 148. It was becoming to Elijah, the prophet, that he made his stand to fulfill the word of God, because he knew the word of God. Just like Daniel knew the word of God. Romans said, if the prophet said he's a prophet and doesn't know the word of God, he's not a prophet. Praise the Lord. He's not a prophet. Because the prophet was saved with the word of God. Glory be to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And he knew that this Archbishop Jezebel and all their denominational differences blended in with the trend of the war. It was becoming to Elijah as a prophet that is true. And is still alone. Say, go. They are all gone. I'm the only one that remained. But the Bible said, that's as far as he knew. But Jehovah God told him, I've reserved for myself 7,000 that have never bowed the knee nor kissed back. Amen. Boaz among was taking the same stand. Maybe not in the place that Elijah was, because he was the target to the nation. Praise the Lord. Elijah was the target to the nation. They didn't get criticism like he did, because they were all firing right at him. Because he was the prophet. But it was becoming to him, in the midst of trial, in the midst of criticism, in the midst of indifference, it was becoming to Elijah as a prophet to take the stand of God and stand there. Praise the Lord. Those 7,000, they were not so much, people know Jezebel and the rest of them. He didn't care much about them, but Elijah, the prophet.
God help us.
So no matter what he did, even praying and sending down rain for them, for him to even turn the heart of the people back to the Almighty God. And to have gone and sent down rain. After he has prophesied for 3 years and 6 months, according to his word, he said, there shall not be dew, no single drop of rain, until I come for it. In the presence of who? God, in whose presence I stand. Even after he sent in rain, Jezebel still threatened his life. God, do so to me. No, God, not God. If your life didn't go like that of the prophets, the gods, do so to me. And Jezebel, I mean, Elijah ran for his life. And God met him in the cave. Where down here, Elijah? That kill your prophets, so. That kill all your people. It's me and me alone that remain, no. God has reserved 7,000. Praise be to God. The same thing in our day. But Abraham was the main target of the people. No matter what he did, he didn't move the people. But we thank God for the bride of Christ. In one of the sermons, the girl that had tuberculosis for 9 years and 8 months, after the grace of God came down, and God told him, he fed her too, he should not eat that day, and he went into the bush to go and pray. Mosquitoes disturbing him. When he stood on the hill, it was tilting, he couldn't stand. Then he went inside now, he said, plenty of mosquitoes. How much you want to eat on me? Eat on me. And he started praying. He was lost in the spirit. He was lost in the spirit. Then, when he finished, it was just open his eyes, it was already there. And they have been looking for him. But that George Rice said, Mama has been looking for you. We searched here and there, we couldn't find you. He said, there's no food. He said, Georgie Carter is going to be healed. He said, what? He said, Georgie Carter is going to be healed. Can I follow you? Follow me. Before this time, the mother was praying. Baba said, she was honest. Oh, this impostor has come to disturb my mother. I mean, my daughter. See him now, this guy has been restless. And suddenly, she just saw a vision of the Lord Jesus on a wall like that. What? And he just saw the forehead of the prophet, carrying his Bible, and things like that. Then she ran to the mother. By the time she was entering, Brother Bam entered in. She thought it was maybe one of her daughters that lives, few blocks. And then Brother Bam said, when he got there, I want to bring out something. Georgie, the one that you trusted in, I don't know how she was going to be healed. The legs were like boomsticks. Waist paralyzed. Arm paralyzed. The legs paralyzed. Just pray a simple prayer. Before you know what is happening, she got up. Like child's play, the mother fainted. Oh my. The big neighbors came around now, and when the father now, who will not just mix, have nothing to do with the prophet. When he heard the noise where he was in the farm, bringing in the meal. What? Saw the daughter at the piano playing, the great vision is there or something of that nature. What? Do you know the prophet said that, look, all those things that he did was gimme. Greetings. But I say, if you don't have criticism, there's no glory for you and me. May God help us. I hope you get the sermon. You get the message. God help us. Without criticism, we are not going to reign with Jesus. We must be criticized. Oh man. We must be ready to pay the price. Praise the Lord. Oh. It is becoming to us to fulfill righteousness. That great and mighty man foreshadowing this day when the Jezebel religion and things is raising up now. Things that we have today trying to take over. It is becoming to a servant of God. No matter what anyone says or what takes place, stand. No matter what anyone says, what takes place, stand. Because it is becoming to us that we stay with the world. Amen. Elijah knew he was a prophet. He saw visions. God indicated him to be a prophet. So no matter if his brethren, tens of thousands, just look at the Israelites, millions of them, people who claim to believe in Jehovah, they have organized themselves, they have compromised like they are today. They went modern. They compromised on the word. Hallelujah. But it was becoming to him, Elijah, that he fulfilled all righteousness. So he stood there alone, crying out against the evils. If they are taking his life, what of it? It was becoming to him to fulfill all righteousness. There was evil in the land. There was indifference in the land. There was scriptural wrongs in the land. And it was becoming to Elijah to fulfill all righteousness, to stand for Jehovah. And then Jehovah stood for Elijah. Amen. Becoming to him. May God help us, church. Praise the Lord. Abraham. It was becoming to Abraham to separate himself from unbelief, become any believer. To separate yourself from unbelief. Abraham, it was becoming to him to walk in a land of his own. Him and God alone. Abraham made such a choice. Why did he leave his home? Why did he leave his church to sojourn in a strange land? Where there was no water or food? Why did he go into those bleak desert? Desert. Nobody has ever inhabited that place. Why did he leave? When men had not went yet, but it was becoming to him, for he was a prophet. To separate himself from all unbelief and to walk alone with God. God said, separate yourself and I will bless you. Brother, can you give us Hebrews chapter 11? Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11. Let us read from verses 8 to 10. This is our Father, the Father of faith, the Father of Christianity. Praise the Lord. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place where he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. He did what? Obeyed. And he went out, and not knowing where he went. By faith, he sojourned in a land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. And he looked for a city which had foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also, okay, let's stop there. Let that be the name of the Lord. He sojourned in a strange land. God called him out, being a prophet. He obeyed the word of the Lord. And God told, and the prophet said here, in a place, until Abraham obeyed, he was not blessed. When God called him, he left, and Lot followed him. And they went together like that. And when, after he left, then God appeared unto him and spoke to him, "This place, remain here. I'm going to bless you. You are going to possess this place." Abraham obeyed. It was becoming unto Abraham to fulfill the word of the living God. We know what is what righteousness is. Righteousness is the word of God. God help us. When you separate yourself from all unbelief, God will bless you. That is the word of God. If you are still holding to anything of this world, God cannot bless you. That is true. Whether you reply or not, it is the word of God. That's why my prayer is God should to speak to somebody here this afternoon. Because it is the word of God. You want me to say here, when you separate yourself from unbelief, God will bless you. Then he told us, until you separate yourself from anything of this world, anything unbelief, God cannot bless you. Then you are quiet. Amen. It is becoming to every one of us, regardless of the price. Listen to me. To separate ourselves from the unbelieving world. God must speak to somebody here. And God is speaking to somebody here. Listen. Price, when you talk of price, means what must be done or given up or sacrificed to obtain something. That's price. There's a price to pay. Amen. To forsake all. Oh my. May God help us. And sacrifice is to give up something for a special purpose. Hallelujah. That is for the children of God. That's why when we leave the war, we will not allow the war to come in our midst. Amen. God help you, my brother. God help you, my sister. God help me too. God help each one of us as we are here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We must sell our completely to God and God alone. Worldliness should not enter in at all. When it's coming in, we couldn't have no find our way and kill it and destroy and tear it to pieces. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. It's becoming unto us to fulfill all righteousness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's a price to pay. Come up from among them is the next thing. Is that not the word of God? Come out from among them. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Come out from among them. My people, see the Lord. Fiona, what's happening? Brother, come out from among them. It is only his people that will come out. Praise the Lord. Anything tradition, anything custom, anything that is contrary to the will of God, to the word of God, we will have nothing to do with it. Come out from among them. And be ye separate. You see now? And be ye what? Separate. And I will bless you. I will receive you, said God. It is becoming to us as men and women of God. You cannot serve two masters. You either love one and hate the other one. You either cling to one and do away with the other one. You cannot serve God and mammon, see it our Lord Jesus. Amen. And he made us to know mammon is the things of this world. Praise the Lord. So it's becoming unto us to separate ourselves from the mammon of this world. Man must work. Man must work. But our working, our looking for what we are going to eat, to pay school fees, to do this one, to be lively. I mean, we must not compromise our faith. We must stand as believers, as sons and daughters of God. Amen. We should not allow ourselves to be enslaved with the things of this world. Amen. Praise the Lord. I will receive you. It is coming to us. It is becoming unto us as men and women of God to take our stand in this dark hour that we are living. Praise the Lord. Amen. Abraham, regardless of what the rest of them thought, he separated himself. Why? He has seen God. He saw vision. The vision was true. The vision come to pass. He knew God was with him. Abraham made such a rational statement as he did. You know, when somebody make a rash decision without thinking what's going to be the risk, it's serious. But he did it for a purpose, because he asked, God was ministering to him, God was speaking to him. God is speaking to his children today. Brothers and sisters, may God help us. It is becoming unto us to fulfill our righteousness, like our father Abraham did here, the father of faith, the father of Christianity. Praise the Lord. Amen. Abraham, to make such a rash statement as he did, a man of 100 years old and a wife 90 years old. And she was barren and he was terror. And they were going to have a baby at this age. Why? The medical science of that day would have called him some kind of erratic. Someone that's out of his head. Eccentric. Praise the Lord. They were calling him crazy. But it was becoming. Hallelujah. Praise God. Sometimes it is becoming to become, it is becoming to become erratic. If it is something, if it is according to the word of God, it is before you and me. Amen. Yeah. Christians are always oddball. They do things strange to the people of the world. Things that is contrary to all that we do. People, things that people not expect no society to do. A believer will do it. Because he's following something. Something is ministering to him. Something is ministering to her. There is no compromise on the path of a true Christian. May God help us in our business, in our place of work, in our whatever we are doing with the public. It is becoming unto us to fulfill all righteousness. God spoke to him, said, Abraham, said, yes, Lord, I'm the God of your fathers. I'm the God of eternity. I'm El Shaddai. I'm the bosom. I'm the breast. I am the strength giver. I don't care how old you are. Abraham, what is that to me? I don't care how sterile you are, or how barren her womb is. I will give you a son. God bless you, brothers and sisters. Even when Jehovah God was speaking to him, listen, because the covenant that God made with Abraham was an unconditional covenant. In Genesis chapter 17 there, even while God was still emphasizing to him that, look, no, it is through Isaac, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. He laughed before the face of God. You are looking at me. He laughed. What is he talking about? But God did not reckon on that. Whatever mistake he has made. That's why at the end of it all, the conclusion of the whole matter
of God to Papa Abraham was that Abraham did not stagger at the promise of God through unbelief. Do you know what that, when he put his face down, say, oh, I wish that, you know, Ishmael will live. We are not talking about Ishmael. We are talking about Isaac. God was talking about Isaac, not Ishmael. I know Ishmael will live. May God help us. That's why God will not reckon sin or impute sin to any child of God. May God help us. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Alright. Are you there? Abraham said, I believe you, God. Hallelujah. The Bible said, he staggered under the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong giving praise to God. Why? It was becoming to him. He had seen the hand of God move in power. Praise the Lord. Oh, Branta Manaku. What kind of a war will we give at that day of judgment? When we've seen his mighty hand, we've seen his power, we've watched his glory, we've seen what he said, it never fails. We've seen his person, the great pillar of fire. Amen. A light hanging in the room here. We've seen it. Yonder, science has taken the pictures of it and everything. And here, and hear the message, go forth, right straight on the line. Separate yourself from them. Don't associate with anything of unbelief. That is the message. Amen. We were not there. You were not there. I was not there. Many of us were not even yet born when God was doing those things in the life and ministry of our prophet. But because of ordination, because of election, because of all knowledge, God brought us in. One after the other. Some of us, as we are sitting here, we are idol worshippers. Born from Muslim homes. Born from Roman Catholic homes. But that we stand, that notwithstanding, God forgive you and me before the foundation of the world. At the right time, he brought you in, he brought me in. Amazing grace. Because why? God is rich in mercy. Amen. Oh God. That is why we will receive criticisms from here, from right and left, front and back, from different people. They will talk anything they want to talk. It wouldn't move us. We'll stay with this word of God. So, we thank the Almighty God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Some preachers will preach, and they may never even touch sin. Whatever it is, may God help us. But look, you know, if you think that, you know, our own is too much here, be careful. It is coming to us in this assembly to fulfill righteousness. I hope that is not too much for you. Oh, sure now. It's becoming unto us because we are. Look, you are enjoying today. Pastor, they're here. 1975 to 1979. 3 years and 6 months spiritual famine. As soon as the message came, no sermon book. So, it is what those brethren from the University of Ilefe were bringing to us, that's what we carry. And that's why we believe Frisbee for 3 years and 6 months spiritual famine. May God be rich in mercy. I will never forget. Oh, God rest the soul of Brother Kisson in glory. When the people, our brethren, He left, no, he left Telegram, he came to Ibadan. I left with my family, he went to Kwara. But as the Lord will have it, they call for 2 weeks convention. 2 weeks convention. And he was given the to preach the first sermon over there in Lagos. I will never forget. Elijah the prophet. That was the title. Oh my. Before this time, he sat me down in his house over there in Ring Road. What is here? He sat me down. No. We were somewhere. Went to Abeokuta to wait on the Lord for that meeting, for that convention. He told me, he said, when I'm coming from Kwara State, I should bring my scroll. I should bring my self-church book. I should bring my seal book with me. I should carry my Bible along with me. One day, our host has gone to work. He sat me down. Started bringing it. The question I asked him is this. Brother David, where do you put frisbee? He said, frisbee is false. Opadi. Our God is good. We have suffered though. In the past day, time. That's why we take no nonsense today. Shalom, Pastor. God bless your grand soul. So whatever critics want to say, let them say. I want Ellen know them way. But it is becoming unto us in this assembly, it's becoming unto these ministers and the ones that are not here to fulfill our righteousness. Sister Alu, are you there? Why is she? Has she gone home? Sister Alu, are you there? They wouldn't want her to listen to the sermon. She was made one of the people that would be going to market to buy food. She's there, hearing me. Because they were just coming together there. Our God is good. Praise the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, who are not there, when God did those things in the life and ministry of the prophet, but because he counted you and me worthy, which were unworthy, but because of amazing grace, here we are today. So, I got to tell people, say, when you are under good hand, stay with that good hand. And stay with the word of God. I never did it to write on left. You are blessed. It's wonderful, though. Abraham prepares to be a pilgrim and said that we are ready here. He had nothing to do. He knew nobody on earth. He walked with God because it was becoming to him. For he has seen him. It was not only that. They knew me and Brother Kison that we are so close. That we are so close. That they made me chief officer in the, you know, to be in charge of food too. Hey! One day, then he was given the opportunity again to minister the second time. In the night around 11 p.m. When he finished, I said, it's done for me now, God help me. There's something done in my heart. How long will you hold between two opinions? Early morning, I don't want anybody to see me. Around 4:30 a.m., it was still dark. I just carry my Bible, carry this one. I went far away. It was a big, you know, school compound like that in Ikeja. I was there till dawn. When did they break? I couldn't go for anything. They were looking for me here, looking for me here, looking for me there, looking for me here. Amazing grace. That is how he settled it in my heart. I said, Brother Kisoya. I said, enough is enough. Then I carry all my scroll book. I carry all the samples of frisbee. I burn them up. When they heard that I burned up everything, they were cursing me. He means that they caused them today. Yeah, am I. God is good, though. You are blessed of the Almighty God. Praise the Lord. When all those kings met him, when he had that, you know, those five kings, they come and against them, Sodom and Gomorrah, and then they carry Lot and his family along with them, Then he had Atuno. Lot and his family had been carried away. He gathered his servants, 318 that Atuno were born in his house. And then he gave them rusty matches and things like that. Abba said, rusty knives or no rusty knives. He was following the leading of the Lord. And just divided themselves over the knife and pounced upon those people, destroyed them. And he brought back the goods and the people. When he was coming now, the king of Sodom and Gomorrah met him where Abraham. Give me the good, give me the people. You take the goods. Abraham said, I will never take one latchet. Not one thread or shoe latchet from your hands. Lest you begin to say, oh, we have made Abraham rich. Because I vowed before the God of heaven and earth, I'm not going to take one cover from you. Save the food that the young men eat and the people that followed me. That's our father Abraham. That's what God expects you and me to do. It is becoming unto us to fulfill all righteousness. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, I just cut it short there. What difference does it make whether we get a nickel, or we got a dime? Whether we got something to eat, or whether we haven't. Whether we are living or dying. God promised, the meek shall inherit the earth. It is becoming unto us that we live like it, act like it, to fulfill our righteousness. Amen. God wants men and women who will stand and fulfill our righteousness. Of course, righteousness is His word. God help you. God help me. After the boy Isaac was born, a child of promise, got to the age, God told him, Abraham, take this child, of whom I promise you that all the nations of the earth is going to be blessed. He didn't hesitate. Because it was becoming unto him to fulfill righteousness. Double up. Take this child who has sacrificed it. For me on the mountain, I'm going to show to you. Abraham said, I received it as one from the dead. The God that gave it to me is able to raise him up again. Because his promise is, through Isaac, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. So it was becoming unto Abraham. Abraham said, oh, thou stands study, O Father, with the wood and the sack, you know, across his back, leading a donkey. My little Isaac walking in front of him. He started at the promise of God through unbelief. It was becoming to him. For Abraham said, I received him as one from the dead. And I am fully persuaded that God is able to raise him up again. Amen. It was becoming to Abraham to fulfill all righteousness. He knew what God was talking about. He knew his God. He knew what God said. God is able to perform. What promise God made, God is able to keep his promise. Regardless. So my brother, my sister, the God that did it there. For the women, for the men, we heard about their testimony this morning. The same God is able to keep his promise word to you. To keep his promise word to me. Receive your healing. Let your healing, let your deliverance be permanent. Let us pray. Let's meditate on those things and ponder over them. Is God, I am the Lord, I change it not. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Heaven, earth will pass away. Everything will pass away, but God's word can never fail. Whatever He promised you, oh my, let it be a witness and a conviction in your heart that God is able to make it to come to pass in my life. And never you deviate from that conviction. Stay with it. Stand your ground, my brother, my sister.
Have you done all? Stand. Stand and come in any diver, in any many storms of life. Whichever way you want to come, he prevailed not. And he can never prevail over you. Be courageous, my brother. Be courageous, my sister. Count your man. Stand your ground. You cannot fail. You cannot fail the men of old. Even in this our generation, my brother, my sister. That the healing of Congressman Upshaw was so perfect and was permanent, was a reality. Oh. Someone that could touch his toe. Many people cannot touch their toes. Is it? He knew it is true. Because Jehovah spoke through his word. Because you take a stand for God. God has honored your faith. Let God honor faith in you and me, my brother, my sister. May God help us. Let's commit ourselves unto God. Oh, mercy. Help us this evening. He has done it already for you. Sister, he has done it already. Brother, he has done it already. Stand your ground. There is no need for you to allow Satan to be pursuing your life. I would be Lord. I would that you prosper in health. Even as your soul prospered. The things you think you cannot do before, begin to do them. Begin to confess positively. No, Baba said somewhere, say when you are saying from the head, say from the head now, it will come to your heart, which God this week. Yes, sir. God is not a partial God. He's faithful to his promises. Healing is children's bread. Good health is children's portion. Don't let no demon from the pit of hell whisper to your ear unbelief. I'm still feeling this, I'm still feeling that. Obviously, I don't care your feelings. Oh, let me quote the prophet. Prophet said, Jesus, you know, ask the person, how do you feel? He said, do you believe? Be it unto you, brother, according to your faith. Be it unto you, sister, according to your faith. You will be healthy. You will be strong. Why do you want to be healed? Why do you need healing? To live for your life for yourself? No! I want to serve you better. I want to serve you better, Lord. Help me. Let's go home. With these blessings in our heart, when we begin to receive those testimonies from that apps, oh goodness me! Even before them, the God that did it for this one, that did it for this one, that did it for this one, He can do it for me. As people don't need, He has done it. He has done it. If I stand here till 4:30 or 5 o'clock, go to talk. We need revelation. That's all. God must reveal this into your heart. I want to call on the associate pastor. As he dismisses us with prayer, we are facing the desert world. Satan is lurking somewhere. Any little thing, don't give him any chance. You give him one food, he will take one bite from you. God forbid it. Shalom.
Shall we pray? Dear Almighty God, we bow our heads to the dust from whence you took our bodies in thanksgiving and adoration for your mercies unto us, your blessings unto us. Lord, we have come again this afternoon and we have sat at your feet and we have learned of you. Your word has instructed us again how to take our stand with your word. Your word is everything unto us. It is our heritage. It is our deliverance. It is our blessing. It is our success. That's why you told Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. For you meditate day and night. You say, that is how you make your way prosperous. And you will have good success. Dear Lord, as we have listened to your word, have instructed us that behoove to all of us to fulfill all righteousness. And that righteousness is your word. That we should take our stand with your word, like Elijah of old, like Abraham, and the rest of the saints before us, like the prophet, Master Jesus. We are compassed by with clouds of witnesses. Give us grace in our time, Heavenly Father. Take away doubt and unbelief from us. Help us to take our stand firm with your word, dear God. May we never listen to whatsoever Satan has to say. He is a whisperer. He likes to divert people from your blessing. Give us grace to be focused, Heavenly Father. May we continue to confess positively. Your prophet said we should never allow anything negative to come out of our mouth. Master, may you drive them away from us. Let our heart be positive, Lord. Let them be positive on your word. That day and night, that will be our meditation. That will be our confession. That this is, and this is what your word has done to us. And Satan cannot cross that. Let it be there, Father. May your spirit plant this word deep in our heart, O God. May you water it day and night, that the enemy will never take any out of it, O Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, O God, for your servant you have used this evening. Lord, virtue has left him again in the course of the service. May you bless and replenish him, Lord, and lift all the honor of his ministry and that of the rest of your servants. We thank you for the entire day, the blessings that you have blessed us with, right from the Sunday school, the worship service, testimony, special numbers, Lord, the morning service, Lord, this afternoon service, with all testimonies and special numbers and song service and the preaching of your word to cap it up. Dear Lord Jesus, we go in the strength of this to face the enemy, knowing that it's a defeated foe. Give us the courage that you gave to Joshua, the courage you gave to Gideon, Lord, the courage that you give to David, may you give to us, Heavenly Father. May we go in the strength and in the might of this, Lord, to fight and to bring to nothing before us. Defeat every counsel of the devil. Let it be, dear Father. Lord, may you go with us. May you go before us. May you prosper us. May you give unto us divine strength, Lord. May divine ability, Lord. May there be harvest of testimonies that we flow in, Lord, of what your word has accomplished in our life. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. The weak is your hand. May you guide us. May you protect us. Bless our going out and coming in. Be with workers and business people. be with little children and adults, perfect the health of the sick and the weak. Lord, make a way for all your children, dear Father. Lord, may their Lord coffers, O God, be full, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, wheresoever your children are taking, Lord, their means of livelihood, may you enlarge it, O God. May it blossom, Heavenly Father. Rebuke devourers for the sake of your children, in the name of Jesus Christ. Grant this, is Heavenly Father. Lord, by weekend we are expecting your servant from Ghana. May you bring him safely. May you make him a great channel of blessing unto us. Let it be, dear Father. Every person you have used today in one way or the other, Lord, to be a blessing to the services and to your kingdom, may you replenish them back. May you reward and bless them, dear Father. Those that are inspired to pray, may they be rewarded, dear Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Go with us back to our homes. Let your presence go before us. Lord, give us a wonderful night rest, Lord. On Wednesday, when we come back here, Lord, may we come with joy and happiness, and may your house be filled with testimonies. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and for granting our petitions, because I've asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you. We thank the Lord for making a way for us to come and enjoy his blessings today. Alright. Yeah, said a lost but found a sum of money. So if you lose some money and you are looking for it, you can ask the deacons. By the time you mention what you lost, if it is yours, you will be given. If at the end of the day nobody feel any lost, maybe the money the person wanted to put inside the offering, maybe he dropped down, and so it will just go to the offering back. God bless you. I say God bless you. Our next physical meeting is Wednesday by God's grace, and let's remember the minister coming by weekend, and it's the usual way of joint hosting. So please do your best, and the Lord will bless you. Shall rise. 138.
Is built on nothing less, oh, than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest prayer, but only on Jesus. Hallelujah, on Christ, solid rock I stand. Darkness is to hide his face. I rest on him.
shook up, we drove head down. Oh, may I